This is WRMI,
Okeechobee, Florida.
This is a music show, episode number 27. Thanks for joining me on this Wednesday evening. I am your host. I started off with the Three Sons, who I've played before, and that song was called Movin' and Groovin' from 1962. And like the other Three Sons song that I played a bunch of weeks ago, this was also an original composed by Charles Albertine. And I did a bit of digging on him, and it turns out he was their main arranger and sometimes composer throughout the 60s, especially through the stereo action era. So that was pretty interesting. I was reading up a bunch about the Three Sons, so I'll have to share some of that info with you at some future time. Anyways, let's go back to the music. Let's go to Germany. This is Margaret Fuhrer und die Penny Pipers from 1966.
Überall, wo in Europa heute ein Gammelparadies, ob im Hyde Park an der Themse, unter Brücken von Paris, ob in Rom am Kolosseum, unterm Riesenrad in Wien, ja, selbst bei den Pflastermalern auf dem Kudamm in Berlin.
Tanzmann, den Himmel, Himmel, Wummel, Wummel, Gammel, Schick. Und jeder Gammel, das mit aller Lust erkannt. Die neuen Himmel, Himmel, Wummel, Wummel, Gammel, Schick. Warum auch nicht in dieser Schick ist schwer geschafft.
from 1966. That was Margaret Fuller and the Penny Pipers. From 1966, and that was my German there. And that was from a compilation LP, I guess it came out from 66 as well. Die Twilschlager aus Baden-Baden is the name of this compilation LP. And yeah, that song was kind of interesting, so I shared it, kind of a peppy song. I'm doing a little bit different format tonight, so let me know what you think of this. And also, this week's dig was so-so, so I'd say this show is about 50-50 from thrift stores and about 50% from the archives. So this is kind of in between. This is actually a record I picked up in Japan a month and a half ago. Here's The Ventures, live in Japan. There was The Ventures, recorded in 1965, live in Japan, with a medley there of Walk Don't Run, Perfidia, and Lullaby of the Leaves. Yeah, pretty rockin'. This whole live record is pretty crazy, pretty high tempo and high energy. It's really good stuff. I think this was released stateside, so it should be fairly easy to find. Ventures live in Japan, 1965. All right, here's a song from a Canadian movie called Face Off. that song had a good groove to it, and that, like I said, was from a soundtrack for a movie called Face Off. It's a Canadian movie from 1971, and I'd have to say it's probably a Toronto movie. I haven't seen it, but going by the description here, it documents the story of a young 20-year-old hockey player who has joined the Maple Leafs, the Toronto Maple Leafs. So I'll have to try and track that down. It might be fun to see. That was the best song on the album. I guess it was the music that was being played in the nightclub where the main hockey guy meets the girl in the movie. But what's really interesting about this record is the engineers credited on here, Mr. Phil Sheridan and Mr. Moses Zimmer. So that name is a very famous and important name in Toronto broadcasting history, and I guess actually Canadian broadcasting history. First on TV, he started the City TV network back in the 70s, I guess. I don't know how many years after he engineered this record, but it was a very forward-thinking TV station, and they set a lot of new standards that you still see on TV today, both in Canada and the U.S. Lots of amazing shows that I was lucky enough to grow up with. The New Music, Media Television, those come to mind right away. And of course, Much Music, which was the cable Canadian version of MTV, was a very important thing for me and lots of other people up here in the Great White North. And also about Moses, after he sold City TV, I forget whenever that was, he started up AM 740 Zoomer Radio, which I think some of you on the East Coast can probably catch fairly easy at night. It's a 50,000 watt station broadcasting at that level day or night. And I just Googled a little bit and I found a few forum posts of people DXing it, of course, across Lake Ontario, but a bit beyond as well, Detroit and things like that. So let me know if you're a fan or if you listen to Zoomer Radio and where you're listening from. That would be really cool. And it's cool to see Moses still sort of changing things and being innovative. I know my mom is a fan of Zoomer Radio, and I think they're doing a pretty good thing by all accounts. Anyways, I had more music for you. What did I have to play? But I guess before that, I should let you know you're listening to This Is a Music Show on WRMI coming out of Okeechobee, Florida. And you're either listening to 5850 kilohertz, sorry about that, or 9395 kilohertz. So please send me your reception reports and let me know where you're listening from so I can put a pin on my map. This is a music show at gmail.com. Okay, so this is not a Toronto song, but it has a Toronto connection. Here's Jackie Need To. Thank you. pretty chill rock steady groove there. That was Jackie Neetu from 1971, his LP called Macafat, and that song was called Good Feeling. So Jackie, of course, was born in Jamaica, and this record was recorded in Jamaica, and a lot of his stuff was. But he eventually emigrated from Jamaica into Canada, and he lived in Toronto. But unfortunately, he passed away at the young age of 42 back in 1990. So it's very unfortunate, but he did leave us with a bunch of great music. So I was pretty happy to find that one and add it to the collection. All right, here's a song from a country that I haven't played music from before. This group is called Cocktail. Mid-fi synth pop from Portugal. I think that's from the late 70s, early 80s. And that song and another song on this compilation are a bit of outliers compared to the rest of it. So this is a Preston, Canada collection. And Cocktail were a three-piece girl group from Portugal and mostly disco sound. But these two outlier songs were kind of on the synth pop side, and they both sound very similar. It's kind of weird. And I can't find any other mention of these two songs, so they might be exclusive to this Canadian pressing. Yeah, interesting stuff. So next up, I have some 90s indie rock. So from Boston and somehow including Canada, here's Flin Flon. Thank you. exactly right with the Boston part, but nearby, Cambridge, Massachusetts is where I believe Flin Flon is based. Well, that's where their label is based, and the guy who runs the label is Flin Flon. So that was, yeah, Flin Flon with a song called Kamloops, which is named after a city in BC. So I guess that one's going out to Brian. Hey, Brian, hope you're listening tonight. Yeah, Flin Flon was kind of a fun project by Mark Robinson, who also runs Team Beat, as I was saying. He was in another great band called Unrest in the earlier 90s, or I guess through the 80s, actually, and into the 90s. Anyways, yeah, Flin Flon was kind of a concept of Flin Flon was taking names from Canadian cities. So the band name Flin Flon is a city that's, or a town in Manitoba, I believe. And of course, that song Kamloops was a city in British Columbia. And I can't remember if Black Bear, Chicoutimi, but he pronounces it Chicoutimi, which is super funny. Anyways, really good stuff. Please check out Flin Flon if you have a moment. So I want to change gears here. What did I want to change to? Oh, yeah, here's some hip hop. Jurassic 5.
To pray five times a day, climbing into your mind with live rhyme display. J5 finds a way to remain supreme, coming verbally harder, son, as if my name was Gideon.
Hey yo, my team dream works without Spielbergs, I spill words, communicate from the earth throughout the universe. I transmit transcripts, transcontinental lyrics, deeply rooted in your spirit. I love the power of words, nouns and verbs, depending on the sword, linguistic or the war. No folklore or myths in my penmanship. The path of scholar warriors is what I present, verbally decapitating those against, Jahafi, Sibili, my words make sense. You got to get up on your vocab, you got to have vocab. Letters make words, and sentences makes paragraphs.
Quality control.
On the smart 7 tuna fish, die here and here.
Producers of the highest quality product.
Yo, I make the pen caps.
MCs drink media life while underground doesn't like you, the media fight, but media beat will change that as we bridge.
jacks in this lyrical grudge match. Bummers be slugged back.
Yeah, we bless tracks with the help of a raw rap. Imprinted like poor tracks all over your brain rack. My mental maneuver will claim and stare right through ya. We grand like people understand that we move.
Hey, yo, my rhythm reveal, roller coaster, real deal.
Yeah,
revolutionize, we act and build. I plant my dreams in the field and wait to harvest my skills for the starving MC, hungry, trying to get the meal.
Hey, yo, my quality control. Captivates your body patrol. Your mind, body, and soul. Go move the bell tolls like the rhythm explode. Big bad and bold, be boys alone.
Jurassic Park with Quality Control. It's a single that I picked up this week. It was a nice find. And that came out in the year 2000 on the LP of the same name, Quality Control. All right, here's a song. And just looking at the date here, it came out in 1997. I guess it's been long enough to be considered a classic. I think I need one of these. Yeah, this is a classic record by a band called The Sea and Cake. so nice to hear that song again. So that was The Sea and Cake, as in the ocean and cake, the after-dinner dessert, with a song called The Argument. And that record was called The Fawn. The LP that it came out was called The Fawn. And it came out in 1997, so that's 22 years ago. Oh, boy. Really great stuff, The Sea and Cake. I recommend them. Take a Google for them. All right, it's just about time for some data. But before data, I have a nice synth track for you. So this is from a Japanese animation called Galaxy Express 999. And this is a digital synthesizer cover LP of one of the movies or specials, I'm not sure. But this song is called Waves of Light. synth jam there. So that was Waves of Light again, and from the Galaxy Express 999 Digital Trip Synthesizer Covers LP. And that was arranged and played by Osamu Soji, who did a lot of this Digital Trip series, and they're pretty good. So it's a collection of anime soundtracks, but all done on synthesizer covers. And they were from the late 70s, I think, into the mid 80s or so. Pretty good stuff. Okay, so just before the data, I have to do some shout outs. So let me start with hfzone.org. That's a chat group that a lot of shortwave listeners hang out in. And sometimes I pop in and say hi. So hello to Alba, Emery, Daz, and Frigid over there at the hfzone.org Discord chat group. And over on Reddit, Tone Generator and High Ping of Death were able to catch the show last week and had good things to say, so thank you very much. And tonight, also on Reddit, King Ridiculous, Squawk, IFR, and Get Poked were all going to try and tune in tonight, so good luck to all of you. And over on the social media sites, on the Twit ones, Vinay, I believe in France, Al, Radio Nokoe, A.A. Hachiyoni, and Lucky Lou. Lucky Lou in Germany, he was going to tune in via SDR, either his own SDR or an SDR in the U.S. and listening while he's working. So that's super cool. Good to hear from you, Lucky Lou. And also Mitch, Emery, and also Kim Elliott. Kim often retweets the decodes and mentions my show and emails and stuff like that, and I don't think I've thanked Kim very much for that. So Kim, Andrew Elliott, thank you very much for all your help and for doing the shortwave radiogram and the little mini radiogram on the Mighty KBC each week. All right. And on the other social media hell site, Bobby, Matt, and Roger, and there's a whole bunch of overlap with other people there. And hello to everyone else there on the Shortwave Radiogram Users Radio Listener Appreciation Group, whatever. And on email, I heard from Colby in North Carolina for the first time. Good to hear from you, Colby. Thanks for tuning in. And Fred in Virginia sending along his decode, and also Yilan in Mexico listening via SDR sent along his decode as well. Thank you very much. And Zach in Alabama was a fan of Boat. yeah, that was a pretty great track. I'm a big fan of that band. So glad you liked Boat. And Zach also sent along three different decodes, the AM decode and both of the sidebands, upper and lower. So I had three different versions to compile for the animated GIF that I put together each week. And you can find that on Twitter, which is This Is a Music Show Without a W. And speaking of ways to get in touch, my email address is thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. One more time, if you got some static there, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. So please let me know how it sounds tonight, and let me know where you're listening from so I can put a pin on my listener map. All right, so it's time for some data. Here's some image and text in MFSK 64. All right, that was this week's image and text. I hope you're able to decode that. Please send your results to thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. And please also send your reception reports and your questions or comments. Once again, thisisamusicshow@gmail.com. All right, I have one last song for you tonight. So this is a project of David Payo. I think he's performing under his own name, or maybe Papa M. And this is an earlier incarnation of Papa M called Ariel M. Some fantastic singles and a beautiful LP that came out. Really nice instrumental stuff. So this song was on a split 7-inch with a group called Monade. It came out in the late 90s, and the song is called Vol de Nuit. Hope you enjoy it. All right, this was a music show, episode number 27. I am your host. Thanks so much for joining me tonight, and I hope you'll be back next week. Good night.